Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned with the Jalen Hurts situation? He is still in concussion protocol, and tomorrow is obviously a big day. The Eagles will practice. We'll find out if he's on the field, if he's limited, if he's out of practice, whatever it's going to be, and then we'll keep moving forward throughout the week. So there's multiple levels of concern. One, will he get cleared? Hopefully. Mm-hmm. But then two, will he be rusty on Sunday?
Yes.
Hugh's already resigned himself to rust here for Jalen Hurts. Well, that's concerning. This is a playoff game.
No, it's concerning if I don't think that Jalen Hurts can win us the game. Is Jalen Hurts going to be rusty? Yes. Do I still think Jalen Hurts is going to win us the game? Yes. Two things can be true.
They can, and I am with you. I think if he starts, I think they're going to win the game. I feel confident they're going to win the game. But, you know, it's a much different game if they have to waste a quarter trying to get the quarterback up to speed.
No, it's a much different game emotionally.
And scoreboard-wise. Yeah,
listen, I was there. I was at the game when Kenny Two Gloves got off to a rough start. Oh, the boo birds were out early.
Well, you already asked people not to boo early.
That's what I'm saying, because I know what's going to happen. I was there. And when that offense and Maryland and Mike did a great job of trying to soft sell, hey, well, you know, the offense is a little sputtering right now. But when they got going, they got going. But initially, it's probably going to take a little while. That's all I'm saying. Just give them a little bit of grace. That's it.
So that's fine when you're playing the 7 or 6 win Cowboys with Cooper Rush, quarterback. This is an 11-win Packer team with Jordan Love.
You sound a little nervous. Sound a little plant-based.
No, right? Well, a little plant-based. Well, but my point is, it's easy to have a quarter. You just say, whatever. That was a weird quarter against the Cowboys. You do that against the Packers, all of a sudden we're in a dogfight here.
I will say this. I am more comfortable with having that slow start against the Packers than I would be against the Detroit Lions.
Well, me too. They're not as good as the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, and I know that does not do anything to make anybody feel great, but I just feel like the Green Bay Packers, they have a lot of other stuff going on.
They do, yeah.
So I feel like that allows us to, it gives us a little bit of grace to allow Jalen, if he's playing, to get into the groove a little bit.
My feeling on the Packers right now is that they are ripe to quit.
Tumultuous.
Yeah, they have some weird vibes around them. And if the Eagles are up 14 in the third quarter, I think the Packers could pack it in. But what I don't think is if they're in the game, they could win. Like I don't want to keep them around is what I mean.
You definitely don't want to do that.
I want to bury them early, and then they might be like, it's not our year, and it's over, right? And the Eagles win, and we get to go to the next round and move on. So, but that involves a good start to this game, and hopefully they're going to be ready from the jump. 215-592-9494. All right, so obviously with all this Hurts stuff going on, Hugh, the backup quarterback becomes significant because that guy might either have to start or go in the game if Jalen has to go back to the medical tent or something else. So we have two options right now. We have Kenny Pickett, who played well against the Cowboys, and then he got hurt. I thought he played decently against the Commanders before that. And then we have Tanner McKee, the flavor of the week here. Hugh's guy, Tanner McKee.
I like how this story is.
Let's hear from Nick Sirianni yesterday being asked about the quarterback situation, what he said about his options at backup quarterback.
Hey, Nick, with the way Tanner's played the last couple of weeks and with Kenny's injury, any thought to making Tanner the backup as he entered the playoffs?
You know, a guy had a lot of confidence in both the guys. I think, you know, when Kenny's had to play, he's played really well. When Tanner's had to play, he's played really well. And so, you know, we got a really good room. Obviously, Jalen has had an outstanding season. So we just have a great room. Credit to Howie and his staff of, you know, getting these guys in here, and then just a great job by these guys and taking advantage of their opportunities, and, you know, great job by Kellen, Kevin, Doug, helping these guys develop. And so we feel really, really good about the room of where we are.
That wasn't a no by Sirianni. I mean, he was asked flat out, would you consider making Tanner the two? That would be an above Kenny Pickett. He didn't say no. He said, we're confident, everyone. Oh, let's get on the record here, everyone. On this date, what is today, January 7th? Hugh Douglas, who's the number two quarterback for you on
Kenny
Sunday?
Kenny Two Gloves.
Kyle, where are you at?
As much as I enjoyed watching Tanner McKee sling it out there, I think I'm going to have to go with the more experienced guy.
Kenny Two Gloves.
I'm there.
If this was a situation where we were like, you know, let's see what we got in these guys, and we were in the quarterback carousel, I'd want to see what Tanner McKee has over the course of a few games if the games weren't important. Mm-hmm. But if you're asking me, like, one game, I need a guy to go out there and win it, I'll take Kenny Pickett.
I will, too. And now, that being said, he does have a rib issue, so hopefully he can, if they need him, he could play well on Sunday. But, I can't discount Kenny Pickett has 25 starts in the NFL. That's a decent number of starts.
Significant amount of starts.
Yeah, I mean, he started some big games and won in Baltimore, and he beat the Packers last year, beat the Rams last year. I'm not saying he's great, but, like, he's had real games against real teams. Tanner McKee has one start under his belt, and it was against the worst team in the league. I mean, I can't start him in a playoff game or even make him the number two this week. But I know there's a lot of Tanner people out there. I mean, so we're officially Pickett people for Sunday? Is that where we are?
Yeah, I like that. Pickett people. McKee maniacs?
Yes, Pickett people or McKee maniacs. I didn't know when he walked in here this morning. I mean, you got to interview Tanner last night.
He met his idol last night.
I know.
Did he say something that pushed you away from him?
Yeah, did you get a selfie?
No, it's...
Say
it's,
never
it's,
meet
it's
your
this.
Heroes.
It's just this. These are high leverage games. Now, I do like the fact that when Tanner went out there, he played with a lot of poise. Do like that. But I don't know how he's going to – I don't have enough of a sampling size to know how he's going to respond to this moment, because we all know that even though, you know, it was an NFL game and it counted and they were playing against number ones, this moment is different. It's a lot different. And, again, like I said, he showed a lot of poise. But I'm not going to put that young quarterback – in that position, because I feel like he's developing the right way as far as quarterbacks are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And the more time that he gets to cook, I think it's going to be better for him. You know, he kind of gave me vibes of potentially of a Rich Gannon. You know, Rich Gannon, as far as quarterbacks are concerned, has success later in his career. And the one thing that I've always felt about young quarterbacks, and a prime example of that is Bryce Young, is that sometimes you need to take some of the pressure off of them and allow them to just get comfortable. And now we see Bryce. Now it doesn't look like they want to fire Bryce. Now it looks like, you know, Bryce might be the future.
Oh, they said it. I mean, Canales said it after the game that he's their guy. Kyle, you realize this? We're in for about 2 or 3 straight months, if I told you so, Douglas off the
what
Bryce
are you talking
Young
about?
Thing. Well, I mean.
I'm not going to do that, man. You know me well.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you what?
See, I'm petty, but I'm not petty when it comes to you guys. It's, you know, I'm petty when it comes to
other people. Well, we'll get to a petty moment about us from yesterday.
Well, that, no, because it,
behind our backs, by the way.
Family business?
Yeah, it's not. First of all, it was all family. We're all family.
I got ears all over the station, buddy.
We're all family. And in my defense, what I said was not like I was telling a lie.
Yeah, we'll get to what you said.
You guys are bullies. You're bullies.
No, we try to get the truth. If we have to shake you down, we shake you down. 215-592-9494. Ken in Cinnamon said, hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Ken.
What's up, man?
Welcome back.
Joe, thank you.
I would be worried if you weren't worried, because this is Joe all over. So, first of all, let's get to the Packers. They're going to boat race this team. The Green Bay Packers are the most overvalued team in the NFL, and it's all based upon the fact that they did something last year that everybody does. They went and slapped the Cowboys at home in a playoff game. Like, the Packers are not good. So, let's, you know, look at their record. Look at who they played. Chris Collinsworth was talking about it Sunday or whatever night it was. Well, the Packers, you know, look, all of their losses have come to good teams. Yeah, well, so we're worried about the Packers because they only lose to good teams. Guess what, guys? The Eagles are a good team. And the Packers haven't beaten a good team this year. As far as Jalen and the concussion protocol, this is the most ado about nothing that I can remember in a long, long time. And I'll tell you what, he was not going to play last week. Under no circumstances was he going to play last week. So you're not going to send him out there to practice in a week he's not going to play just to clear concussion protocol so Joe Giglio and everybody else feels better. And let's say that he has practiced last week and cleared concussion protocol last week for no reason on Wednesday. What would all of the conversation and questions to Nick Sirianni have been for the remainder of the week? Is Jalen going to play Sunday? We got to get the rust off him. Are you going to go out and get him any reps? So I don't think the Eagles are particularly wanted him to be out of concussion protocol last week, because every question that Nick Sirianni has gotten about Jalen Hurts has been the same answer. That's all I'm going to tell you. He's going through concussion protocol.
So
that's the way they want it.
You might be right on that, but here's my question. Let's play it out. Let's say you're right that they kind of finagle this, because what's the point? I mean, if he could have cleared last week and they just chose to go about it this way, you want your starting quarterback on ice for 2 weeks? I mean, he hasn't thrown a pass even lightly in practice for 2 weeks. That's a little bizarre.
He would have been on ice anyway.
No, but I don't know about that. I mean, he could have been out there tossing a football around. Like, he literally hasn't been able to, on a practice field, throw a pass for 2 weeks. That's a long time.
Do you really think that Jalen Hurts literally hasn't thrown a football since then? Like,
Well, no. Well, I mean, I don't know if he's thrown a football, but not in practice. He can't. He hasn't participated.
That's the point. The only reason to have him practice last week, because the ones weren't going to play, so it's not like he was going to get a ton of game plan reps with the ones anyway. The only reason to have him practice last week would have been to make everybody and people like you feel better about the concussion protocol. No other benefit to the team. Actually, I think you have more of a benefit from a psychological advantage that I guarantee you the Packers are preparing with the full expectation that they are going to see a healthy 100% Jalen Hurts on Sunday. They're not worried about this generation's version of A.J. Feely coming out there and beating them, because that's what this Tanner McKee stuff is. It's A.J. Feely all over again.
It does remind me of that. It reminds me of the 2002 season when Coy played and then A.J. played, and then they eventually, you know, they flipped A.J. for a pick to Miami. I see a little bit of that.
And then he went and got paid, and then, hey, guess what? A.J. Feely really does stink. So that's why he's the third quarterback. I'm not saying Tanner McKee stinks, but there's zero benefit to the Eagles to worry about getting Jalen Hurts out of concussion protocol until they need him out of concussion protocol to play on Sunday.
Well, so okay, then tomorrow's the tell, Ken, and Ken, we appreciate it. And I appreciate that I'm keeping everyone level here. If I wasn't concerned, you'd be concerned. I'll be the one to worry, so
you
don't have
to. Good job.
What do we think about what Ken said, that this is a big ruse, or at least like a finagling of the schedule, right? Because they knew they weren't going to play last week, so what's the point of clearing him? Do we buy it?
I don't know. I mean, because if you want him out, you want him playing, well, even though he wasn't going to play. I see where his rationale comes
because
from.
Because the starters weren't going to play anyway last week.
Yeah, I see
so
where his rationale
point?
Come from. Give him a couple more weeks. Keep it hush-hush. And there is some strategic value to this as well. Because even though Ken says that they're 100% preparing for Jalen, they got to prepare for Kenny Two Gloves too.
Well, we're going to know the answer to this tomorrow, right? Like, if Jalen misses practice tomorrow, all these, hey, this is just silly stuff, guys, that goes out the window, because that means he's not cleared yet. I don't know. Maybe Ken's right. Maybe the Eagles are just using the schedule to their advantage. It's just bizarre.
I don't buy what Ken said. If the Eagles had an opportunity to get Jalen Hurts reps in practice, you know how valuable they consider those. Like, they don't put guys out in preseason because they think you can get those reps, those valuable reps, in practice. Yep. So even if they weren't going to play him against the Giants, I think in their perfect world, they would have him out there throwing the football.
That's what I mean. Like, it's
why would
he hasn't
you not?
Been able to throw to his receivers in a practice for weeks.
Right.
I don't know what the value in that is. I mean, other than just throwing the Packers off a little bit or giving him some extra rest. And also, this isn't like, you know, if he had a knee issue, I could see get him off his feet for a full week. It's not like anything else is bothering. I mean, anyway, it's a broken finger. But like, in terms of what, nothing in practice would bother him. It's not like he has a knee or a back issue where maybe a full week off would rust him up. This is a concussion. So,
and maybe that's probably. And I forgot about the finger. Maybe that's probably why he hasn't thrown, because they're trying to give him a chance to get as healthy as he possibly can.
Yeah, that left hand, left finger. I do wonder if that can. I don't know how much that could heal up in 2 weeks, but maybe that could be a little bit better. Let's go to Matt, who's up next. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you guys and give you my support, man.
Oh, no.
I mean, here's where I'm at with it, because it seems disingenuous to sit there and say, you know what, we're going to take points off of the calculation because it was by the offense. When the reality is, when you sit there and you turn that ball over, those offensive players become defensive players, period.
I mean, that's the truth.
Automatically.
That is true.
And that's why
this
is the most ridiculous spin I've ever heard. The only person.
Stop.
They do. Because they do they not get credit with tackles?
Is this person a relative?
No, no, I'm saying, but he's right. Don't they get credit with tackles?
No,
he's only person
not.
Runs off the field is the quarterback.
No, Hugh, run for cover. No, because this is disingenuous. Because you play defense. You're going to sit here and tell me that if Donovan threw a pick six, that it's your fault? And the defense should get in trouble for it.
If they score, that's on us.
Oh my goodness!
Why did you do this?
Why y'all yelling and screaming? Don't make y'all
well,
right.
Well, because offense, you're being absurd. And you know,
not defense. You guys aren't hearing me. You're saying that if the offense, if they're just offense, then they have no obligation to make a tackle. Period.
No. They do have an obligation, Matt. Of course, they're defenders.
They become defenders.
No, but when you count how many points the defense allowed during the season, the special teams and especially offensive scores by the opponent or defensive scores, however you want to frame it, you know what I mean.
That's not the way you guys made this bet.
We said the defense allows 17 or less points per game, and they did.
Oh no, but the thing is, they allowed the opponents. 17.8 points. Didn't say how they got the points, but they allowed the opponents.
So because Saquon fumbled against the Jaguars, you win?
I'm just saying. They allowed the opponents 17.8 points.
This is really embarrassing.
Okay, if we want to play semantics,
good call,
then we have to change the scoring for how many points the Eagles scored a game because the defense scored some of those
points.
That's
fine. I mean, I don't care. I didn't make a bet about the offense.
I didn't make a bet about that. That's cool.
I'm just saying that ain't right, though.
It is right.
No, it's not.
I can't believe you got ringers calling in
from
Missouri.
Does C.J. Gardner-Johnson's pick six give us offensive points per game? Because we were the offense on that play as soon as he intercepted the ball.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you got to take those away. If we're playing semantics like that.
We're going to play semantics now because I want to paint the picture of how ridiculous you and our last caller are. Ready for this?
We're ridiculous every day.
That was a new level of absurdity.
Let's say the Eagles.
We always strive to be better.
Okay, I'm just going to paint a picture, and then tell me what our reaction is on WIP the next day.
What's that?
Eagles go out there, and they lose 28-0 in a game, and all four touchdowns are pick sixes by the defense. Do you think we come in here the next day and say that defense was terrible yesterday? They allowed 28 points.
Pick sixes by the defense.
Yeah. So you know, what would we say? We come in here and
Hurts throws Eagles four win, pick sixes.
No. Hurts throws four pick sixes.
We lose 28-0.
What are we saying the next day? I'll tell you what I would say. That's the worst offensive game in the history of the Eagles.
No, you know, and the defense, you know what I'm saying?
It should be
defense
screaming.
Gave up 28 points.
No, you're not.
Oh, there is no.
I'm standing
Hey, listen. Defense gave up 28 points.
They gave up zero.
You know, you're laughing because you know that's just
that's
not
ridiculous.
True.
Hey, listen.
That was a terrible point.
All I know is that when I go on StatMuse, when I look at the official stats.
Here we go.
For the end of the season, for the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles, the NFL team named the Philadelphia Eagles, and it says opponent scores average 17.8. That's all I know. And I know you, and even in the meeting, you know what? I'm fighting an uphill battle. I got my best friend in the whole world going against me. I got my two co-hosts going against me. And it got even worse this morning. The boss talking about, who was the writer that wrote, said, well, technically, the Eagles only gave up 288 points.
Uh-huh.
And Rod Lakin, the man that brought me here, said, you know what? He's a reputable writer.
He is?
Seriously?
And Rod has no agendas whatsoever when it comes to this stuff. So.
Rod has an agenda.
The only person with an agenda is you.
Rod has an agenda.
That's what you're
trying to
do.
I was fighting an uphill battle here. I sat there with a straight face last night. With a straight face. Look me dead in the face. Say, hey, you know you were kind of flippant when you talked about Diva. This is not about me winning the bet. I'm being punished for my hot take. Being punished for the fieriest take, the best take ever in life that's ever had at this station that stood the test of time. Now you want to punish me for it because all of a sudden the defense went from worst to first.
You think you had a Mount Rushmore WIP
take? Yes, I do. When we, you know that little board out there, the Mount Rushmore host?
The Hall of Fame out there?
Yeah. My take is going to be on the top of that. My take is going to be right there.
So it's going to be Brookshire, yeah, Angelo, it's gonna be, Glenn, and, Hughes take.
Hughes take. That is my claim.
So is it going to have like a tombstone date on it? Like
no, because let me tell you.
You see the Schuylkill out there? That's what I'm throwing your take in the bottom because, of the Schuylkill.
See, and you're just reinforcing my point because everybody that talks to me about this always says, "Well, how about that defense?" And they say it with the smugness that that only Eagles fans can
that they've earned.
And I'm like, why are you being so smart? You're mad at me because I had an awesome take and you finally got a chance. The chickens finally came home the roost two, three years later. Mm-hmm. I added a little bit of
put some sauce on that.
But I'm just saying that's all this is. Uh-huh. People just want to punish me. That's it.
Whatever makes you sleep better at night, but the reality is you lost. Robin Delco, what's up, Rob?
Yeah, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's
hey,
going
Rob.
On, man?
Listen, I got a quick question before I get into my Eagles point. When is the cutoff for wishing somebody Happy New Year? You know what I mean? For the third, is it like New Year's Day?
I'd say somewhere around the 4th, 5th.
Well, it all depends on when's the last time you saw him.
Wait a second. Hold on, Hugh. Rob, hold on. Because you just gave I got to respond to this.
What?
What if I don't see someone until July?
Happy New Year.
No.
But like, hey, man, I haven't seen you since last year. Happy New Year.
No.
Yeah. What if it's on the 4th of July is the next time you see the person? You're going
to
wish them a
Happy New Year? It has to be in the month of January. How about that? Is that better?
That's a little bit better.
I have a
thought on this. But, and it's not a hard rule because there's no hard date. In my mind, the time for Happy New Year's is over when you know like when you're dating something and you have that period of transition where you're still accidentally writing 2024 mm-hmm. on the date.
Yeah.
You mean like people that write them checks.
Once that clicks in your head
that it's 25
and you've settled in on that with everything you date, then the Happy New Year thing is over.
Rob, I think we're still in the zone. I don't think it's, what's today, the 7th? I don't think it's ridiculous if someone says it today. But, you know, once we get past the zone Kyle brought up or July 4th.
Look, I will be accepting no more next week. They get dumped.
So next week.
Yeah.
How about double digits of January, the 10th?
That's what I was thinking, Joe. Like, if it's like January 12th, do I say Happy New Year? I think it kind of loses a little bit of steam then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, at some point you got to wake up and realize, like, no more Happy New Year's.
And the whole thing with the years, these kids, they don't know that today. Like, they don't write no more. Like, in high school, you always write on the paper. You still write the previous year. Now these kids don't have that problem. You know, they don't write none. Everything's on the laptop or computer. Like,
kids don't date things anymore on the papers?
My kids,
I think they're learning it. Yeah.
They know, but they're only in 4th and 2nd grade, so maybe I don't know when that stops. Go ahead, Rob.
But here's my Eagles point. I'm sounding the 5-alarm fire because let me tell you something. If he does not play on Sunday, I'm worried because everybody loves Tanner McKee. Like, I like him too, but I agree with you. You get into this environment in a playoff game, it's just ratcheted up another, I mean, how many levels? But does anybody see when he throws a ball, it wobbles a lot. He threw a lot of wobbly balls on Sunday. I don't know if people noticed that, if it was the weather, if it was windy down there or what. Did anybody notice
it? I saw it a little bit.
I just saw the people catching balls.
Yeah, he throws a catchable ball, but a little wobbly.
He just started catching balls all over the place.
I just tell you right now, I'm big time worried if Jalen doesn't play.
He's the starting quarterback.
And that's it. Even if we were playing anybody, I would be worried. Because, like, I've seen what we are without him. I see what our running game is without him. I see what these defensive coordinators are going to scheme up when he's not going to play. Knowing he's not going to play, how the offense is going to change. It's like a ripple down effect. It affects so much. But if he comes out and practices tomorrow, they win by 14 plus.
I love it, Rob. I think that's on the table. Rob, appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls here on the Hurts situation. Are you concerned with the Hurts situation? He's still not cleared. He's still in protocol. And then, of course, even if he gets out of it, he could be rusty. I mean, he hasn't played since December 22nd and really hasn't played a full game since December 15th. Plus, on the other side, we got to get back to some family business. Being aired out last night on the Players Lounge in regards to this bet and Hugh's defense.
I was appalled to hear this.
Defense is a luxury take. I mean, this is Hugh went on last night thinking we couldn't hear and we don't have eyes and ears everywhere here and aired out the show publicly. You got to hear this next. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up in the playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. The sportsbook where you can make a whole lot of bets. You can bet over-unders and point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can bet up to $10 and get $100 in bonus bets to unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up with the promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. I don't care what anybody said, man. I know the Giants were going home, but damn it, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive. I just wanted to, I just was curious about what they clapping for, dog.
Because you made a good point, bro.
My bad.
A round of applause for Hugh Douglas last night.
They're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
Because it was just, I was just talking. And, you know, we usually in the studio. So, and I never, like, at the Players Lounge, don't really ask a whole lot of questions. So, I was just curious about how he thinks or whatever. And they started clapping.
Did you forget what it's like to be cheered? It used to happen all the time.
No, it's for a take. And people were clapping. I'm like, they clapped.
Yeah, no one ever cheers for my takes.
We do have a studio audience in here. They don't often applaud you, though. We usually get this reaction.
Yeah, I disappoint folks. Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
All right, so a lot of fun last night in the Players Lounge. But then apparently you aired Family Business. You aired out
first
Kyle
of all,
and
it
I
was fam-
on the mm-hmm. Players Lounge.
See, there's a little bit of okay, I'm gonna let
in
you play it first.
In front of Tanner McKee?
But it, oh, I have to I have to that. I'm gonna let you play it first, but there's some context to this.
I'm just saying, like, what if we meet Tanner McKee and it's like, oh, these are the guys that said you was
but you know, we talked about it. Y'all fine. And plus, you know, it's not like I can ESP aren't family.
So this is a back and forth about defense as a luxury, but wrapped into it is you airing us out.
Wow.
Not even by name, also. Like you couldn't even dignify us by calling us by our names. Mm.
I said I love y'all, though.
Well,
let's hear. Let's listen to this.
Man, well, you're not going to dye your beard, you know.
How about that? Did you hear them today pressuring me to dye my beard,
I think
beard,
you
man?
Should still dye it.
Did you hear that? That's ridiculous,
I heard you,
though.
Yeah.
They moved the line. I have two people that I work with. Love them to death. But they don't adhere to no rules at all. They move the line every chance they get.
They also don't have to dye their beard. So
yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Elliot was with me.
Maybe if you get on the bus.
Man, that, I'm having anxiety attacks about that.
Here's
now.
The thing I'll say about the whole dyeing the beard, Hugh.
See, this is where now, this stab me. This hurt. Oh, this hurt right here.
No, no. I think you're in the right because
it's 17.8.
Right, it's 17.8. So technically,
see, here's where it gets worse.
Technically means
but no,
you think
but
he you
but,
should
no,
dye
but here about
the
butt. Yeah, that's what he's about to do. Okay, what's the butt, dog?
See, here you go. Here you go.
Because how flippant. You've been and about the defense being a luxury and how good they've been this year. I think you ought to do it based on that.
That's why everybody's so adamant about me dying.
Yes.
Because it's not so much that I actually won the bet. It's that I've been flippant about the take, which stood the test of time, by the way. It stood the test of time. It stood the test of time.
I said the most important listen.
I said that.
The offensive line, along with Saquon, best unit on the team, and then the defense as a whole. Come on, man. They finished number one this year.
See, he didn't get to the good part. But here's the thing. And this is where I chose to talk about that. Is because we're doing the show, and Ike pointed out, he's like, yo, bro, why you being so defensive? Mm. He was like, why you being so defensive?
He gets it.
I was like, because Kyle and Joe have been beating me up about this all day.
Family
so
business.
I'm a little defensive.
Now, you did mention that Ike and ESP are family, too, and they are. But you know what this is like? This is like at the big family gathering. You're in the kitchen.
telling on folks
what's going on in the house.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I admit to that. Yeah.
You did. I mean, we all heard it.
Because it's like I sit here and I make some fire points every morning, and you guys just poo-poo them. And so I went on the Players Lounge and I just wanted to be validated. And they validated me. And so then I told them, y'all.
Oh, really?
I mean, they did kind of validate until I flipped it. And he hit me with the backhand and comment. He hit me with the butt.
Pulled the rug out from right under you.
Hugh thought he was in a safe space and he got crushed.
And this is all it is, man. See, just, you know what? This would be easier if everybody just admits to what it really is. This is the most pushback I've ever had. On this defense is a luxury, not a necessity comment. I made that comment 2 years ago, and ain't nobody had nothing to say. until they start playing better this year.
Well, we also got more evidence.
Mount Rushmore.
We'll see about that. But you lost last. You lost this bet. So Daniel Popper, he covers the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah,
for
that's the
Athletic.
Reputable writer.
The reputable writer. He covers the Los Angeles Chargers. So he tweeted this out last night, Hugh. And I don't even know if he has a dog in the race here.
He probably does. You probably know him, and he probably told him to write that.
I did not tell him to do this, but he put out this. So he wrote, quote, "So not to be a stick." But the Eagles defense actually allowed the fewest points in the league this season at 288. The Chargers defense allowed 299. The 303 total for Philadelphia factors in a Jacksonville defensive touchdown and a Cleveland block field goal touchdown. Now, I don't have my calculator out. Kyle, can you calculate this? Can you divide 288 by 17?
That's like 16.9 or something like that, right?
And that would mean that's a green beard you got there.
No, but that's not how it's calculated on StatMuse.
I don't care about
the official NFL stats.
No,
he just said he's just being a sticker.
No, we want real math here. It is 16.9.
No, it's 16.9. Look at that. I got that right out the gate, huh? No, but they still count, though.
So on Friday, I expect a green beard. 16.9. That's not the case.
If I go, when it's all said and done, and they say, how many points, if somebody says, 10 years from now, granddaddy, how many points did that Super Bowl champion Eagles give up in 2025? And he's going to say, well, son, they gave up 17.8 points.
Then the grandpa's a liar because the answer is 16.9.
Not grandpa liar.
Grandpa's a liar.
Then they're going to say, you know, Joe Giglio and Kyle Quinn, they pressured Hugh Douglas into painting his beard, and even though he had won the bet. Let's just call this what it is, man.
If you go around telling people that you got bullied by me and Joe, that's going to look bad on you.
Well, they look at me like seriously all the time when I say it, but it's true. They listen to the show. They know what's going on. People text me all the time and say, wow, you're being bullied. And I'm like, yeah, because you guys are bullies.
What we are out for is truth and fairness.
That is not what you're out for.
All right, so are you going to dye this beard by Friday?
No, because I won the bet.
Then we need to figure out some sort of workaround because this is unacceptable. You lost and you're refusing.
I'm not refusing. It's like, listen.
This is the camera ish.
I am a stand up guy. Mm. That hurt right there. Mm. I am a stand up guy. And when I look at the stats, see, if the stats didn't say what they said, you would have a leg to stand on.
We just gave you the stats.
And then it said, no, you gave me something from a writer that wrote that you're personal friends with.
We gave you math.
No, I don't know this
yeah,
guy.
You do. Yeah, you do. You got his number on speed now. Why he write that story all of a sudden out of the blue? And knowing that we've been having this conversation,
he's
know
from
somebody.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, because you know somebody that know him, and that's why 6 degrees of separation. You do. Or Kyle called him, one of y'all. Because it's mighty funny that all of a sudden he dropped that story yesterday.
It's remarkable.
So convenient.
Yeah, it is remarkable. Yes. It's remarkable.
Maybe you just accept the fact that you lost instead of trying to demean the writer.
Do me a favor, everybody that is trying to press me to dye my beard. Go pull up the Eagles stats for the 2024 season and pull up the defensive stats and tell me what they say and get back to me.
We just did the math. I don't know if you heard that.
Nope. Y'all did that. Right, y'all did that.
But how are we going to solve this?
Yeah.
We need to solve this some way because we're not just going to let you weasel out.
You make it sound like I'm.
You are.
I'm not weaseling.
There's a squirm going on.
There's not no squirm.
All right. Do we want to go double or nothing in the Packers game?
Double or nothing. Okay. What are we talking about?
All right. What's the number of Eagles defensive points allowed?
So this isn't a pick six or the Eagles, Jalen's rusty in the first quarter.
All of a sudden
quarter.
The offense becomes a defense like you and Matt tried to push. That nonsense.
Speaking of friends, I mean, that guy must have been your cousin.
You texted him.
Hey, Matt, you're looking out, dog.
All right. That's outrageous. Let's go double or nothing, okay? Sunday against the Packers. I'll throw a number out. They allow 17 or fewer. And you got to dye that beard green Sunday night before we come in here Monday.
17. That seems kind of high. This defense has been playing pretty good.
So what number do you want?
Can I get 10?
10? They have Jordan Love as their quarterback.
Can I get 10?
They should roll off the bus and score 10.
Saying, can I get 10 points?
No.
Hell, they only gave up 13 last week, and that was the backup.
Well, we can split the difference.
14.
14.
14? How about...
That's two touchdowns.
How about 12?
12?
Okay, 13. 13? 13.
What about like just 14 or fewer?
How about 13 or fewer? How about 13?
We could put that up to a vote.
Yeah, 13 points. No, because you know, you mean to the people?
Yeah.
Oh, no, nah, man, they're not. Them folks out there mad. Them folks. They're out there mad at me because.
Did you just you people, our audience?
I did. I did to you people. They mad at me because I had to take. No. I don't want anybody outside this family involved. Put it like this. How about this? Leave it up to the other host of the show.
Ask Ike.
Yeah, ask Ike. Ask Ike.
Right, well, Ike will set a number, and here's the deal.
No, don't, wait a minute. Hold up. Let Ike set the number. Like the negotiated numbers. I don't trust Ike.
All right, we're going to come up with a number by
Friday. We can offer like 13 or 14.
By the end of the week.
Okay. Right,
so here's the deal. Final one, then we'll move on for at least for a few minutes. By the end of the week, we have to come up with a number. If the Eagles allow fewer than that.
Okay, I'm good.
Or over that. And if they allow over that, or you have to dye your beard.
For a week?
No.
But that's that's a consolation.
No. This is through the Super Bowl.
But you're gonna allow it to go back to gray if the Eagles keep winning?
No, you got to do it through the run.
That seems like malpractice.
Through the run.
Wait a minute. No, so you mean I have to? So technically, I got to wear a green. Like if I lose this bet, I got to wear a green beard for a month.
Yep, including our trip to New Orleans.
It should be green right now.
Boy, I tell you, no.
You should have come in here Monday with a green beard. If we're being honest, because that's when the final tally was calculated.
Okay. What color green are we talking about?
Well, you choose.
Midnight.
Oh, I get to choose a green?
Midnight
okay,
or
that's
Kelly?
Cool.
Yeah,
okay,
Eagle green.
As long as I get to choose the green.
You choose the green.
Don't make it like neon, though. It's got to be no, in the
spirit
of the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, it's not. It's definitely
going
to be neon. But I get to choose a green. Okay.
All right. So
I'll take that.
All right, we move the line for this bet one more week. All right, 215-592.
But now we just got to figure out the number.
Yeah, we got to figure out the number. 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you concerned with the Jalen Hurts situation? And, of course, get on the record here. Who should be the number two quarterback this weekend? Is it McKee or is it Pickett? Let's go to Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Oh, man, right on time, man. Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm just listening to this debate. I got a couple of suggestions. So let me just say something right off the bat. Hey, 13 was my number for them to score in this game. So I think 13 is a good number. And here's the reason why. They don't have their lead receiver. Their quarterback is injured, and our defense is on fire. I'm giving them 13 points. I think that's a good number to settle on. So that's my take.
All right, we'll take that into account. Yeah, I mean, we need to get Hugh in line here because he's just trying to pull one over our eyes.
Now, here's my other thing. Since y'all coming up with another bet, but my solution to this, right, is, okay, Hugh technically won the bet, but here's how you get around that. Hugh, you go with the green when y'all on that bus drive on Super Bowl week. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, the reason why you're going to sport the green is that you're representing the team and not because you lost the bet. So
So basically you said to make me feel better, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, you're representing the team.
Yeah, you representing the team during Super Bowl week. Sport your green beard. You know what I mean? I think it's going to look good on you anyway. So
man, that don't make me feel better.
I agree.
Everybody trying to give me consolation. Hey, it's going to make me feel
It won't be
better.
That bad. You won't get laughed at that
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
All right. So, man, I'm so focused on this. What was the talking point was about, was it Jalen Hurts or what?
Yeah, well, he's still in the concussion protocol. You concerned?
Oh, yeah. You concerned about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm riding with Hugh on this. Is I'm not concerned today. I would be concerned tomorrow if he's not practicing by Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to be concerned about Jalen not playing. Now, with that said, I'm still if Jalen for some odd reason is ruled out for the game, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about them winning this game on Sunday. One of the things that I really, because I looked at that game on Sunday with Tanner McKee. I wanted to see how he was doing. I know Pickett has more experience, but to see McKee be decisive in releasing the ball with accuracy in difficult conditions, and this was his first start with backups, he looked really good. And here's the other reason why I like McKee over Pickett, is that McKee, and we haven't seen this yet, but he's actually, he has a similar skill set to Jalen, whereas they could run the RPO with McKee versus not Pickett. So that's something that's rarely talked about, but they can insert that into the offensive scheme.
Bruce, who do you want McKee as the number two on Sunday?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where I'm standing on that, because he has a better skill set that complements the offense the way they want to run it versus Pickett. And that's the reason why I'm thinking he's a better fit for Sunday.
You got either it, Bruce.
Either way it goes, we're going to win the game.
I like that. Well, that's what matters. And Bruce, we appreciate the phone call. So Bruce is officially a maniac for McKee here. How about Tom in Alabama? What's up, Tom?
Yo, Joe, how the hell are you, man?
Tom, doing well, buddy. What's up?
Not much. Hugh, how you doing, big man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I think 16 and a half should be the number. Just calling it fair.
Okay.
16 and a half? Isn't that primary receiver hurt?
So Vegas's team total for the Packers is set at 20 and a half. So we're giving you points.
Yeah, don't
even
don't
if we went to 17. Don't
get greedy. 13 sounds about, you know, Vegas always trying to get people to bet. 13 sounds about right to me.
Come on, you 13. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, 13 sounds about right to me. Tom sounds like he wants me to dye my beard. That's why.
Of course he does.
Yeah, I don't know. Because now I got people sliding my DMs, talking about do it for the people.
For the people.
No.
For the city.
No, what the city got to do with me dyeing my beard?
Everything.
Green?
The whole city's listening to this and just shaking their head at what's happened to Hugh Douglas.
I just find it fascinating.
Hey, you know, if Hurts isn't in there on Sunday, I'm going to say they're lying to us, because it's got to be something more than a concussion.
Conspiracy theory time.
Hey, listen, I even got family members texting me and talking about, hey, Brody, no. He talking about, come on, Hugh, no. No.
Oh, he put up the Jalen Mills. He used to dye his hair
green. No, no.
It worked. Yeah. It's a look that works.
No.
And he won the Super Bowl.
That's
right. I mean, as a starting corner.
Yeah, listen.
The evidence is mounting.
I know everybody's trying to appeal to me. No. No.
Good phone call, Tom.
I won.
But again, we've established here with a credible NFL writer and our own math system here, you've lost. I mean, you should have dyed this on Monday. We're letting you off easy on this, and now giving you an extra out against the Packers, and you're still not satisfied.
17.8, though. 17.8. And now you're trying to move. I'm okay with 13 points. I'm okay with that. If we could get it to 13 and I get to choose the color green, all right, I'm cool with that.
I think you get one of those.
Wait a minute. Why can't I have both?
If you get 13, we choose the color.
Why can't I have both? Because I already know how this is going to go. Y'all going to be – like, if I lose the bet, y'all are here taking pictures, laughing and giggling.
Yes.
Yes.
On social media.
No.
Again, this is for the city, for the station, for the show, for the Eagles.
I'm just saying.
I don't gain anything from this. This is for
everyone. You do, you gain a chance to ridicule. Well, it's like, no. You, Juan Gilio, you was about to change your name. Like, no.
I was about to change my name legally and have a whole bunch of issues at home. All I need you to do is dye your beard. I mean, I forgot about that.
You didn't even tell.
No, we did have a discussion.
But you didn't workshop it. You just rolled it out there.
No, I was asked very, very clearly what I was just – because whenever I have a dumb idea, I'm asked, what is the chances this actually happens? And I said like 5%. And then we moved on.
So it was a 5% chance.
Now,
okay.
Deep down, I thought it was closer to 10%. I kind of said 5.
So would that 5% have made a difference?
I think it would have. Mike and Voorhees up. What's up, Mike?
Guys, how are you?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
I am calling to defend on a pro bono basis my client, Mr. Hugh Douglas.
You have a lawyer now?
I got a butler. Thank you. I'm getting bullied up here. Something serious today.
My argument is, first of all, you know, my client was spoken to without exerting his rights, where he was bullied into a corner to speak to the prosecutors like yourself without the right of an attorney. So that's already been violated. I know. Do you remember the show on Netflix, The Making of a Murder?
Yes. Yes.
You remember how they put that kid in the room and he was a little slow. He didn't speak with many words, and they kind of postured him into, you know, in a position that, you know, basically got him to be guilty.
But he was a kid. He was a grown man.
But then I have childlike tendencies.
He does, and he.
I don't even have furniture.
PTE. He might have.
And I don't even have furniture.
Yeah, he doesn't have furniture.
He was a professional football player where CTE is a possibility.
I usually don't go with the CTE defense, but today I'm going.
You know what?
Just one time.
I was going to move off it because I didn't want to go there. But if you want to go there and you want to use that.
Hey, just this one, just this one time.
Correct. This is, we have to play our bullets here.
We gotta you got a good lawyer.
We got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, you got a good lawyer.
We got to do what we
got to do. Listen, all I'm asking for a motion of continuance on the fact of this.
I like a continuous. That buys me a little time.
Mr. Douglas' whole point about defense is a luxury. If you look over the last 5 years, when you look at each of the Super Bowl champions, the average point per game from defense is a 9. They ranked 9th throughout the league, meaning they gave up on average. That position on that individual year was the 9th average, highest average points per game. Offensively is 5, right? And that includes, those numbers are skewed because last year Kansas City was the 14th ranked, the second ranked defense, and Kansas City was the 14th ranked offense. So those numbers, if you throw it even further out over the like 6 and 7 years, would be even more in Mr. Douglas' favor. So if you look at where, like, what do you think of the Detroit Lions right now, Joe?
Offense. It's their offense.
Their offense, right? And their defense, which is around 12, right, in points per game, is considered a luxury because their offense allows them that opportunity. So my continuance to push this out, this trial out, is based off the fact that we have to see how it plays out. Mr. Chu's point is all about winning a Super Bowl, right? So that's really what it's about. It's not about winning regular season games. So if you look down the road, and Detroit's the one that's holding the trophy, and their defense was considered average at best, isn't Mr. Douglas's point still correct?
Well, so Mike is a very good lawyer. He's a very, very good lawyer.
Mike, hold on. I have a counter to this.
Okay.
What do you make of the Cincinnati Bengals and why they're not in the playoffs?
Well, I guess they're off. You know what? You can. I don't know. They must have other issues.
Not the defense. Whatever it is.
When you look historically, we're talking about winning a Super Bowl. We're not talking about winning just regular season.
No,
games.
I get it, Mike. It's a good defense. I just will say this.
I think I just cornered the witness.
Mike, really good phone call. Hugh has got himself a good lawyer there. I will say this though, in a trial of with the people in charge of the vote and the conviction,
the Philadelphians. Yeah, I'm cooked.
Hugh standing up after the Lions win the Super Bowl and not the Eagles and saying, "See, I told you so."
Yeah,
you're dying to be blue.
It's a way to get
cooked. Yeah, I'm cooked.
Yeah, you are cooked.
I mean, I do. Hey, listen, my lawyer came with that fire.
He's a good lawyer.
Yeah, but I can't, like, if that the Detroit Lions thing, I was like, that's a good point, but damn, that dog ain't gonna hunt.
He didn't have an answer for the Bengals thing.
No, he didn't. He kind of got him there.
But Joe Burrow would be the MVP if he had a good defense.
He would. 215-592-9044. No, he didn't, because defense is not a luxury, as we all know. All right. Your calls on all this. Hughes Beard, where do you come down after the latest bit of evidence that the Eagles allowed on defense less than 17 points per game? I think he's guilty. Any concerns with the Hurts situation this week? He's still not cleared. And, of course, who do you want as the number two quarterback, Pickett or McKee? Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with the Morning Show today. You'll hear that. They cover the Hurts stuff and a lot more with Nick right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I don't care what anybody said, man. I know the Giants were going home, but damn it, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive. So I just wanted to, I just was curious about what they clapping for, dog.
Because you made a good point, bro.
Oh. My bad.
A round of applause for Hugh Douglas last night.
They're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
Because it was just, I was just talking. And, you know, we usually in the studio. So, and I never, like, at the Players Lounge, don't really ask a whole lot of questions. So, I was just curious about how he thinks or whatever. They started clapping.
Did you forget what it's like to be cheered? It used to happen all the time.
Well, no, it's for a take. And people were clapping. I'm like, they're clapping.
Yeah, no, there were cheers for my takes.
We do have a studio audience in here. They don't often applaud you, though. We usually get this reaction.
Yeah, I disappoint folks. Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
All right, so a lot of fun last night in the Players Lounge. But then, apparently, you aired Family Business. You aired out
first
Kyle
of all,
and
it
I
was
on the Players Lounge?
See, there's a little bit of... Okay, I'm going to let you play it first.
In front of Tanner McKee?
But it, I'm going to let you play it first, but there's some context to this.
I'm just saying, like, if we meet Tanner McKee and it's like, oh, this is the guy that said you was talking about.
But, you know, we talked about it. Y'all fine. And plus, you know, it's not like I can ESP aren't family.
So this is a back and forth about defense as a luxury, but wrapped into it is, you know, you airing us out.
Wow.
Not even by name also. Like, you couldn't even dignify us by calling us by our names. Mm-hmm.
I said I love y'all, though.
Well,
let's hear. Let's listen to this.
Well, you're not going to dye your beard, you know.
How about that? Did you hear them today pressuring me to dye my beard,
I think
beard,
you
man?
Should still dye it.
Did you hear that? That's ridiculous,
I heard you,
though.
Yeah.
They moved the line. I have two people that I work with. Love them to death. But they don't adhere to no rules at all. They move the line every chance they get.
They also don't have to dye their beard. So
yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Elliot was with me.
Maybe if you get on the bus.
Man, I'm having anxiety attacks about that.
Here's
now.
The thing I'll say about the whole dyeing the beard, Hugh.
See, this is where this stabbed me. This hurt. Oh, this hurt. Right here.
No, no. I think you're in the right because
it's 17.8.
Right, it's 17.8. So technically,
see, here's
you're
where it gets worse.
Technically means
but
see, here
you
go. Here you go.
Because how flippant. The defense being a luxury and how good they've been this year. I think you ought to do it based on that.
That's why
everybody's so adamant about me dying.
Yes.
Because it's not so much that I actually won the bet. It's that I've been flippant about the take, which stood the test of time, by the way. It stood the test of time. It stood the test of time.
The offensive line, along with Saquon, best unit on the team, and then the defense as a whole. Come on, man. The defense finished number one this year.
See, he didn't get to the good part. But here's the thing, and this is where I chose to talk about that. Is because we're doing the show, and Ike pointed out, he's like, yo, bro, why you being so defensive? Mm. He was like, why you being so defensive?
He gets it.
I was like, because Kyle and Joe have been beating me up about this all day.
Family business.
I'm a little defensive.
Now, you did mention that Ike and ESP are family, too, and they are. But you know what this is like? This is like at the big family gathering. You're in the kitchen.
telling on folks
what's going on in the house.
I have no problem with that.
Okay.
I admit to that. Yeah.
You did. I mean, we all heard it.
Because it's like I sit here and I make some fire points every morning, and you guys just poo-poo them. And so I went on the players' lounge, and I just wanted to be validated, and they validated me, and so then I told on y'all.
Oh, really?
I mean, they did kind of validate until I flipped it. And he hit me with the backhand and comment. He hit me with the butt.
Pulled the rug out from right under you.
Hugh thought he was in a safe space, and he got crushed.
And this is all it is, man. See, just you know what? This would be easier if everybody just admits to what it really is. This is the most pushback I've ever had. On this defense is a luxury, not a necessity comment. I made that comment 2 years ago, and ain't nobody had nothing to say,
until they start playing better this year.
Well, we also got more evidence.
Mount Rushmore.
We'll see about that. But you lost last. You lost this bet. So Daniel Popper, he covers the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah,
for
that's
the
reputable writer.
He covers the Los Angeles Chargers. So he tweeted this out last night. Hugh, and I don't even know if he has a dog in the race here.
He probably does. You probably know him, and he probably told him to write that.
I did not tell him to do this, but he put out this. So he wrote, quote, "So not to be a stickler, but the Eagles defense actually allowed the fewest points in the league this season at 288. The Chargers defense allowed 299. The 303 total for Philadelphia factors in a Jacksonville defensive touchdown and a Cleveland block field goal touchdown." Now, I don't have my calculator out. Kyle, can you calculate this? Can you divide 288 by 17?
That's like 16.9 or something
like
that, right?
And that would mean that's a green beard you got there.
No, but that's not how it's calculated on StatMuse.
I don't care about
the official NFL stats.
No,
we just said he's being a stickler.
It is 16.9.
16.9.
Look at that. Oh, I got that right out the gate, huh? No, but they still count, though.
So on Friday, I expect a green beard. 16.9.
That's not the case. If I go, when it's all said and done, and they say, how many points, if somebody says, 10 years from now, granddaddy, how many points did that Super Bowl champion Eagles give up in 2025? And he's going to say, well, son, they gave up 17.8 points.
Then the grandpa's a liar because the answer is 16.9.
Not grandpa liar.
Grandpa's a liar.
Then they're going to say, you know, Joe Gillio and Kyle Quinn, they pressured Hugh Douglas into painting his beard, and even though he had won the bet. Let's just call this what it is, man.
If you go around telling people that you got bullied by me and Joe, that's going to look bad on you.
Well, they look at me like seriously all the time when I say it, but it's true. They listen to the show. They know what's going on. People text me all the time and say, wow, you're being bullied. And I'm like, yeah, because you guys are bullies.
What we are out for is truth and fairness.
That is not what you're out for.
All right,
for.
So are you going to dye this beard by Friday?
No, because I won the bet.
Well, then we need to figure out some sort of workaround because this is unacceptable. You lost and you're refusing.
I'm not refusing. It's like, listen.
This is the camera-ish.
I am a stand-up guy. That hurt right there. Mm-hmm. I am a stand-up guy. And when I look at the stats, see, if the stats didn't say what they said, you would have a leg to stand on.
We just gave you the stats.
And then it said, no, you gave me something from a writer that wrote that you're personal friends with.
We gave you math.
No, I don't know this
guy. You do. Yeah, you do. You got his number on speed now. Why he write that story all of a sudden out of the blue? And knowing that we've been having this conversation,
he's from Los Angeles.
Yeah, because you know somebody that know him, and that's why 6 degrees of separation. You do. Or Kyle called him, one of y'all. Because it's mighty funny that all of a sudden he dropped that story yesterday.
It's remarkable.
So convenient.
Yeah, it is remarkable. Yes. It's remarkable.
Maybe you just accept the fact that you lost instead of trying to demean the writer.
Do me a favor. Everybody that is trying to press me to dye my beard, go pull up the Eagles stats for the 2024 season and pull up the defensive stats and tell me what they say and get back to me.
We just did the math. I don't know if you heard that.
Nope. Y'all did that. Right, y'all did that. Friend math.
How are we going to solve this?
Yeah.
We need to solve this some way because we're not just going to let you weasel out.
You make it sound like I'm.
You are.
I'm not weaseling.
There's a squirm going on.
There's not no squirm.
All right. Do we want to go double or nothing in the Packers game?
Double or nothing. Okay. What are we talking about?
All right. What's the number of Eagles defensive points allowed?
So this isn't a pick six or the Eagles, Jalen's rusty
in the first
quarter.
All of a sudden
quarter.
The offense becomes a defense like you and Matt tried to push. That nonsense.
Speaking of friends, I mean, that guy must have been your cousin.
You texted
insane.
Him.
Hey, Matt, you're looking out, dog.
All right.
That's outrageous.
Let's go double or nothing, okay? Sunday against the Packers. I'll throw a number out. They allow 17 or fewer. And you got to dye that beard green Sunday night before we come in here Monday.
17. That seems kind of high. This defense has been playing pretty good.
So what number do you want?
Can I get 10?
10? They have Jordan Love as their quarterback.
Can I get 10?
They should roll off the bus and
no,
score
I'm just
10.
Saying, can I get 10 points?
No.
Hell, they only gave up 13 last week, and that was the backup.
Well, we can split the difference.
14.
14.
14? How about...
That's two touchdowns.
How about 12?
12?
Okay, 13. 13? 13.
What about like just 14 or fewer?
How about 13 or fewer? How about 13?
We could put that up to a vote.
Yeah, 13 points. No, because you know, you mean to the people?
Yeah.
Oh, no, nah, man, they're not. Them folks out there mad. They're out there mad at me because.
Did you just you people our audience?
I did to you people. They mad at me because I had to take. No. I don't want anybody outside this family involved. Put it like this. How about this? Leave it up to the other host of the show.
We'll ask Ike.
Yeah, ask Ike. Ask Ike.
Right, well, Ike will set a number, and here's the deal.
No, don't, wait a minute. Hold up. Let Ike set the number, like the negotiated numbers. I don't trust Ike.
All right, we're going to come up with a number by
we can offer Ike 13 or 14.
By the end of the week.
Okay.
Right, so here's the deal. Final one, then we'll move on for at least for a few minutes. By the end of the week, we have to come up with a number. If the Eagles allow fewer than that.
Okay, I'm good.
Or over that. And if they allow over that, or you have to dye your beard.
For a week?
No.
But that's wait a minute, that's a consolation.
No. This is through the Super Bowl.
But you're gonna allow it to go back to gray if the Eagles keep winning?
No, you got to do it through the run.
That seems like malpractice.
Through the run.
Wait a minute. So you mean I have to? So technically, I got to wear a green. Like if I lose this bet, I got to wear a green beard for a month.
Yep, including our trip to New Orleans.
It should be green right now.
Well, I tell you, no.
You should have come in here Monday with a green beard. If we're being honest, because that's when the final tally was calculated.
Okay. What color green are we talking about?
But you choose.
Midnight.
Oh, I get to choose a green?
Midnight
okay,
that's Kelly.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay,
Eagle green.
As long as I get to choose the green.
You choose the green.
Don't make it like neon, though. It's got to be in the spirit of the Philadelphia Eagles.
But I mean, I get to choose a green. Okay.
All right. So I'll take that. All right, we move the line for this bet one more week. All right, 215-592.
But now we just got to figure out the number.
Yeah, we got to figure out the number. 215-592-949. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Are you concerned with the Jalen Hurts situation? And, of course, get on the record here. Who should be the number two quarterback this weekend? Is it McKee or is it Pickett? Let's go to Bruce in D.C. Hey, Bruce.
Oh, man, right on time, man. Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm just listening to this debate. I got a couple of suggestions. So let me just say something right off the bat. Hey, 13 was my number for them to score in this game. So I think 13 is a good number. And here's the reason why. They don't have their lead receiver. Their quarterback is injured, and our defense is on fire. I'm giving them 13 points. I think that's a good number to settle on. So that's my take.
All right, we'll take that into account. Yeah, I mean, we need to get Hugh in line here because he's just trying to pull one over our eyes.
Now, here's my other thing. Since y'all coming up with a number bet, but my solution to this, right, Hugh technically won the bet, but here's how you get around that. Hugh, you go with the green when y'all on that bus drive on Super Bowl week. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, the reason why you're going to sport the green is that you're representing the team and not because you lost the bet. So
basically you said to make me feel better, basically.
Yeah.
Hey, you're representing the team.
Yeah, you're representing the team during Super Bowl week. Sport your green beard. You know what I mean? I think it's going to look good on you anyway. So,
man, that don't make me feel better.
I agree.
Everybody trying to give me consolation. Hey, it's going to make me feel better.
It won't be that bad. You won't get laughed at that
much. Yeah.
All right. So, man, I'm so focused on this. What was the talking point was about, was it Jalen Hurts or what?
Yeah, well, he's still in the concussion protocol. You concerned?
Oh, yeah. You concerned about that?
Oh, yeah. I'm riding with Hugh on this. Is I'm not concerned today. I would be concerned tomorrow if he's not practicing by Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to be concerned about Jalen not playing. Now, with that said, I'm still if Jalen for some odd reason is ruled out for the game. I'm not worried about them winning this game on Sunday. One of the things that I looked at that game on Sunday with Tanner McKee. I wanted to see how he was doing. I know Pickett has more experience, but to see McKee be decisive in releasing the ball with accuracy in difficult conditions, and this was his first start with backups, he looked really good.
And here's the other reason why I like McKee over Pickett is that McKee, and we haven't seen this yet, but he's actually he has a similar skill set to Jalen, whereas they could run the RPO with McKee versus not Pickett. So that's something that's rarely talked about, but they can insert that into the offensive scheme.
Bruce, you want McKee as the number two on Sunday?
Absolutely. I mean that's where I'm standing on that because he has a better skill set that complements the offense the way they want to run it versus Pickett. And that's the reason why I'm thinking he's a better fit for Sunday.
You got it, Bruce.
Yeah, either way it goes, we're going to win the game.
I like that. Well, that's what matters. And Bruce, we appreciate the phone. All right, so Bruce is officially a maniac for McKee here. How about Tom in Alabama? What's up, Tom?
Yo, Joe, how the hell are you, man?
Tom, doing well, buddy. What's up?
Not much. Hugh, how you doing, big man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I think 16.5 should be the number, just calling it fair.
Okay.
16.5? Isn't that primary receiver hurt?
So Vegas's team total for the Packers is set at 20.5. So we're giving you points.
Yeah, don't
even if we went to 17. Don't
I'm like
get greedy.
13 sounds about, you know, nice. Vegas always trying to get people to bet. 13 sounds about right to me.
Come on, you 13. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, 13 sounds about right to me. Tom sounds like he wants me to dye my beard. That's why.
He does.
Yeah, I don't know. Because that now I got people sliding my DMs talking about do it for the people.
For the people.
No.
For the city.
No, what the city got to do with me dyeing my beard?
Everything.
Green?
No, the whole city's listening to this and just shaking their head at what's happened to Hugh Douglas.
I just find it fascinating.
Hey, you know, if Hurts isn't in there on Sunday, I'm going to say they're lying to us because it's got to be something more than a concussion.
Conspiracy theory time.
Hey, listen, I even got family members texting in talking about, hey, Brody, no. He talking about, come on, Hugh, no. No.
Oh, he put up the Jalen Mills. He used to dye his hair
green. No, no.
It worked. Yeah. It's a look that works.
No.
And he won the Super Bowl.
That's
right. As a starting corner.
Yeah, listen.
The evidence is mounting.
I know everybody's trying to appeal to me. No. No.
Good phone call, Tom.
I won.
But again, we've established here with a credible NFL writer and our own math system here, you've lost. I mean, you should have dyed this on Monday. We're letting you off easy on this and now giving you an extra out against the Packers, and you're still not satisfied.
17.8, though. 17.8. And now you're trying to move. I'm okay with 13 points. I'm okay with that. If we could get it to 13 and I get to choose the color green, all right, I'm cool with that.
I think you get one of those.
Wait a minute. Why can't I have both?
If you get 13, we choose the color.
Why can't I have both? Because I already know how this is going to go. Y'all going to be – like, if I lose the bet, y'all are here taking pictures, laughing and giggling.
Yes.
Yes.
On social media.
No.
Again, this is for the city, for the station, for the show, for the Eagles.
I'm just saying.
I don't gain anything from this. This is for
everyone.
You do,
you gain a chance to ridicule. Well, it's like, no. You, Juan Gilio, you was about to change your name. Like, no.
I was about to change my name legally and have a whole bunch of issues at home. All I need you to do is dye your beard. I mean, I forgot about that. No, we did. We did have a discussion.
But you didn't workshop it. You just kind of rolled it out there.
No, I was asked very, very clearly what I was just saying. Because whenever I have a dumb idea, I'm asked, what is the chances this actually happens? And I said like 5%. And then we moved on.
So it was a 5% chance.
Now,
okay.
Deep down, I thought it was closer to 10%. I kind of said 5.
So would that 5% have made a difference?
I think it would have. Mike and Voorhees up. What's up, Mike?
Guys, how are you?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
I am calling to defend on a pro bono basis my client, Mr. Hugh Douglas.
You have a lawyer now?
I got a brother. Thank you. I'm getting bullied up here. So I'm serious today.
Yeah, and my argument is, first of all, you know, my client was spoken to without exerting his rights, where he was bullied into a corner to speak to the prosecutors like yourself without the right of an attorney. So that's already been violated. I know. Do you remember the show on Netflix, The Making of a Murder?
Yes. Yes.
You remember how they put that kid in the room and he was a little slow. He didn't speak with many words and they kind of postured him into, you know, in a position that, you know, basically got him to be guilty.
But he was a kid. He was a grown man.
But then I have childlike tendencies.
He does, and he.
I don't even have furniture.
PTE. He might have.
And I don't even have furniture.
Yeah, he doesn't have furniture.
He was a professional football player where CTE is a possibility.
I usually don't go with the CTE defense, but today I'm going.
This one time. I was going to move off it because I didn't want to go there. But if you want to go there and you want to use that.
Just this one time.
Correct. We have to play our bullets here.
You got a good lawyer.
We got to do what we got to do.
You got a good lawyer.
We got to do what we got to do. Listen, all I'm asking for a motion of continuance on the fact of this.
I like a continuance. That buys me a little time.
Mr. Douglas' whole point about defense is a luxury. If you look over the last 5 years, when you look at each of the Super Bowl champions, the average point per game from defense is a 9. They ranked 9th throughout the league, meaning they gave up on average. That position on that individual year was the 9th average, highest average points per game. Offensively is 5, right? And that includes, those numbers are skewed because last year Kansas City was the 14th ranked, the second ranked defense, and Kansas City was the 14th ranked offense. So those numbers, if you throw it even further out over the 6 and 7 years, would be even more in Mr. Douglas' favor. So if you look at where, what do you think of the Detroit Lions right now, Joe?
Offense. It's their offense.
Their offense, right? And their defense, which is around 12, right, in points per game, is considered a luxury because their offense allows them that opportunity. So my continuance to push this out, this trial out, is based off the fact that we have to see how it plays out. Mr. Chu's point is all about winning a Super Bowl, right? So that's really what it's about. It's not about winning regular season games. So if you look down the road and Detroit's the one that's holding the trophy and their defense was considered average at best, isn't Mr. Douglas's point still correct?
Well, so Mike is a very good lawyer.
He's a very good lawyer.
Mike,
well, hold on. I have a counter to this.
Okay.
What do you make of the Cincinnati Bengals and why they're not in the playoffs?
Well, I guess they're off. You know what? I don't know. They must have other issues.
When you look
historically, we're talking about winning a Super Bowl. We're not talking about winning just regular season.
No,
games.
I get it, Mike. Mike, it's a good defense. I just will say this.
I think I just cornered the witness.
Mike, really good phone call. Hugh has got himself a good lawyer there. I will say this though, in a trial of with the people in charge of the vote and the conviction,
the Philadelphians. Yeah, I'm cooked.
Hugh's standing up after the Lions win the Super Bowl and not the Eagles and saying, "See, I told you so."
Yeah, I'm cooked. He's dying to beard blue.
It's a way to get cooked.
Yeah, I'm cooked.
Yeah, you are cooked.
I mean, I do. Hey, listen, my lawyer came with that fire.
He's a good lawyer.
Yeah, but I can't, if that the Detroit Lions thing, I was like, that's a good point, but that dog ain't going to hunt.
He'd have an answer for the Bengals thing.
No, he didn't. He kind of got in there.
But Joe Burrow would be the MVP if he had a good defense.
He would. 215-592-9044. No, he didn't, because defense is not a luxury, as we all know. All right. Your calls on all this. Hughes Beard, where do you come down after the latest bit of evidence that the Eagles allowed on defense less than 17 points per game? I think he's guilty. Any concerns with the Hurts situation this week? He's still not cleared. And, of course, who do you want as the number 2 quarterback, Pickett or McKee? Plus, Nick Sirianni's conversation with the Morning Show today. You'll hear that. They cover the Hurts stuff and a lot more with Nick right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.